Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you, Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you with us for another amazing study of Spiritual Authority with Andrew Womack. These studies are just amazing, and we love them, and we hope you're enjoying them as much as we are, and we're all getting this in nice and deep, so we have no questions when the time comes to do what we need to do. Whoops. Sorry about that. I'm setting up YouTube at the same time. That's what the whoops was, because I did the wrong address here. Hold on. There we go. And we welcome you, YouTube. We're so glad to have you with us, too, for these amazing teachings. And, you know, I was just telling Sister Phyllis, too, as wonderful as these teachings are, I was going to set up on YouTube for my stepmom the other day for her to be able to see the programs, too, and found even newer teachings by Andrew Womack since these ones that we're watching right now are made. So I'll be really anxious. I want to see those afterwards too, to see how much, if any, you know, growth or new revelation I'm sure has come to him since he recorded these first programs. And the last two mornings too, on our morning prayer program, we actually have seen a couple of videos on Spiritual Authority by John Osteen, who has, he's in heaven now, but he was like one of the forerunners in the understanding and teachings of these Spiritual Authority. And wow, the things that he's saying too are just amazing, the things that he's teaching. Are just amazing too. When Pastor and I were talking last night on the program, we love having all of these different leaders in the faith hearing all of their teachings, because they all have a different angle to teach from, and it just gives us so much greater understanding. And that's what we need. We're at that point in time where we all need to be doing everything Jesus was sending us out to do. And so we need this understanding, and they're giving it. They're bringing it, and we love it. So anyway, thank you all so much for being here with us. And we hope you're getting as much out of it and enjoying it all as much as we are. And without further ado, let's get this show on the road. Let me get my speaker connected. And Dan or Phyllis, after we go on, if I don't have sound, please unmute your mic and yell at me. Or type something in the chat so I can see to fix my sound, because as we know, it frequently changes from program to program or task to task. Here we go.
Yep. Sounds good.
Good. Thank you. Wow, what a word. What a word. And, you know, I've thought so many times before when Jesus told them in the boat, you know, I'm sure he was thinking, why didn't you do it? And then at some point in time, he said to him, you guys, how much longer? And I think, how much longer must I put up with you doing this, expecting him to do everything and not taking it into their own hands? And I thought, and here we are over 2,000 years later, he's probably thinking, really, you guys, really? So that's why we're doing these studies, because we are getting this. We are getting this. These are amazing studies, and we love them. Anybody have any thoughts while I get us set up to switch to the next one? Any thoughts, any revelations, anything you want to share, ask? It's good to have you with us. Hi, Mary. We're glad to have you with us. And Wayner over on YouTube, we're always glad to see you here too. Oops. Is that you, Mary?
Yeah, that's me. I'm wondering how come I am not getting notifications other than in my head. And my phone doesn't tell me that you're on anymore. Is it something on my phone I need to set, or?
What notifications for? For YouTube?
No, for the Zoom meeting that you're on Zoom.
Oh.
Because I come in like a half hour late.
Oh, on the family thread?
Yeah.
That would be my fault. I apologize. I forget to do it, is what it is. Because I come in and I start setting up the programs and getting them, and then it's time to get on Zoom so that people have a few minutes to talk before it starts, and I forget to share it. So that would be my fault. I apologize. I'll try to be better about that.
That's okay. I'm just glad I'm remembering.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
Me too. And thank you for the reminder. Thank you for the reminder. So when Pastor's setting up the programs, I remember to do those things pretty well. But when he's not, sometimes I forget.
I wrestled with passwords all.
Oh.
and this one place, they says, we'll help you. We'll set you up a password. This is what you got to put in. I put it in, and it didn't work. I put it in, and it didn't work. I said, man, this makes me feel stupid. Come to find out, the lady, when she did it, she had cat blocks on. So what she was telling me was one thing, and what was going in was another.
Oh, ow. I know that whole password thing is so frustrating.
Amen.
And I think sometimes they do it on purpose to frustrate. I know we had a big discussion about that, and even almost a teaching a while ago when Brother Dan was saying, I'm convinced that a lot of these things they're doing, and I think it very well is, to cause people frustration in the spirit realm. And I think that's one of the things that does it too, because I actually was battling today with our the insurance for the semi just to get signed into the account, you know, to make sure all of our information was, anyways. It was the circle thing with the password too. It was just ridiculous. You put in your password and they tell you it's not right, and then so you put it in a different, and they say that's the one you used before, you can't use that one. Well, if it was the one that I put in before, and you know it was, then it should have worked when I just signed in with it. But anyways.
Yep. They were asking me what her old grandmother's name was.
Oh,
what? I don't know my maternal grandmother's name.
Yeah.
But nope, it wasn't right.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm very, very cautious about those kind of the personal questions like that. I won't use those as any of my choices because they're fishing for information.
No.
So use your favorite food or something like that, because
And the whole day was very frustrating, because, I mean, the whole day was you know, and I was telling this lady that, and I said, and on top of that, my daughter's coming over today, and she's going to make me throw away things I don't want to throw away. And I am part of hearing And I didn't know she had come into the house.
Oh, no. Well, that might have been a word she needed to hear, Mary, before you got down to business. So.
I don't know. Life is really funny. Throws you a curve.
It does. Okay. Keeps us from being bored.
This too shall pass.
It will. In 100 years, this will mean nothing.
Yeah, in 100 years, you're right. It gets you when you go in there and it says, you forgot your password, and it says, a note comes up and says, you just changed it an hour ago. I'm sorry, I still don't remember it. It's been one of those days, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Too funny. Hi, Sunday. Glad you're here.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
How is everybody tonight?
Hello, Sunday. I'm fine,
hello.
And your voice sounds wonderful.
Well, hello, sweet lady. How are you?
I am fine. I'm so happy to be with people that I love.
Yes, amen. I agree on that one. I agree.
Miss Phyllis, I have to tell you something. I think it's kind of funny, but you may not. We were listening to Pastor Sam on a program they had. You know how it goes late. Well, you and I were the only ones left online, and I fell asleep, and my phone was on, and I heard somebody snoring. Guess who it was, Miss Phyllis?
Well, I can't say that it wasn't me, but honey, I assure you, I never go to sleep before 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, because I don't wake up until the crack of noon. And so anyway, I'm always alert with.
I don't think you were snoring. Actually, I heard you cough.
Oh, well, yeah.
Made
I do
me,
that quite often.
Yeah. But it was you and I that was the only ones on.
Yeah.
Everybody else had signed off.
Abandoned ship, huh?
Yeah, I'll stick around until I'm absolutely certain nobody else is on.
Yeah.
She wants to be the last one out the door. She is not missing anything, just so you know.
Yeah, if somebody has something they want to say to me, or if somebody's willing to listen to me preach, then I'm hanging in there.
I just accidentally kind of fell asleep that night. I don't know. But anyway.
Well, hey, that's the best sleep ever, whenever you can relax while someone's talking about the Word of God, mm-hmm. and you doze off because, you know, they have these preachers that they preach, they read the scripture, and you can go to sleep listening to that. And your brain is still absorbing some of that, even though you're asleep.
Right.
And sometimes you can retain what you've heard while you were asleep better than you can retain it whenever you're wide awake there, but you're thinking of a lot of things besides just what you're hearing. Mm-hmm. Can you comprehend what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Statement.
You know, like something goes in one ear and out the other because you're thinking about so many other things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you fall asleep listening to the Word of God, and your brain is still listening to that, because they say people in a coma can hear real good,
mm-hmm.
and retain what they hear.
Mm. The other night, Pastor Sam posted the link to the program he had on so we could listen to it again.
Mm-hmm.
So after the program was over, I went to the link and I do it again. And I must have zigged when I should have zagged. And instead of getting the fellow that we're listening to now, Bill Winston came on.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
He was doing a program on faith. And I listened to that. And, oh, my gosh, was that ever good.
Yeah. Yeah, he is a great faith teacher.
Yeah, that was a good program. It wasn't the one that we had on here that I could listen to again, but I accidentally hit on that. It was hypnotizing. You just had to listen to it. It was so good.
Yeah. Don't you love that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, here we go on to the next session for tonight. Are we ready?
Ready.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right. And how was that video? You know, this is such a fun thing that I was thinking on one of Andrew's other messages a long time ago when he was talking about when he first realized that we could exercise these powers. He said that he literally would go around and he would lay hands on anything and everything that would hold still long enough. He said if he found anything dead, he was laying hands on it, commanding it to come back to life. And he said, and it didn't always happen, but he was practicing and he was getting comfortable with that, knowing that he would see the day that that would happen. And that's how he got, this down inside of him like that. And that's what we're doing here too, with doing these messages. We're getting it inside of us, and then pretty soon all of us will be wandering around, we'll be wandering around laying hands on everything. Well, we kind of already do, I'm sure, some of us. Anything that's sick or dead, we're going to lay hands on it and see healing in life come. And I can talk and do this at the same time, as you all can see. So anyways, to me, what we're doing with this. We're getting this down inside of us, and I just love it. And we are all going to start practicing this, and it's going to become more and more second nature to us all the time until it's actually first nature. It should be first nature. We've wandered so far off. We've been veered so far off of what God had intended for us to be and to be doing and for this earth, his plan for this earth, that is just taking us a while to come back, but we are doing that. So does anybody have any revelation or anything you wanted to share before we go on to our next video? I don't see any comments on YouTube. I don't know if I mentioned to you earlier, the last 2 days, we also, for the morning program, we had short videos of Brother John Osteen from many years ago, teaching on spiritual authority too. So if you get a chance, go back and watch those too, because he also has, teaches the same thing just from a different angle, and really, really powerful message. And you may hear the same thing from one teacher, but then you'll hear the same thing from another one, and it'll penetrate where the first one didn't. It's just a different angle in how we think too. So it's really important to see all of these different ones of the known trusted leaders of these teachings. Okay. I thought somebody on YouTube had made a message. Okay, here we go. The next video. We're cruising. We might get like 5 in tonight. Okay. Another great word. And you know, as Andrew was talking about so many of these things, like praying over the 1040 window, we do that in our, well, we don't do the prayer, we do declare. And that's the difference. Declaring is declaring into the physical realm from the spiritual realm, speaking to your mountain, speaking to the illness, the debt, whatever, and taking your authority. Prayer is time of building relationship with God. That's the difference between the two. That's the next one. So it's interesting to hear him talking about that too, because I'm trying to think now, as he was talking about the revival, I was thinking, in any of our prayers, did we pray for those things, or were they declaring them? And I'm going to have a whole different view of our declarations that we do in the morning prayer time. Well, of course, we're going to be seeing them from a different view now, and being able to set those things in order if we're not doing it right. But we do understand that principle. The declaration is declaring your manifestation. Prayer is to build relationship. And actually kind of reiterating, you know, your knowing who you are in God. That's what I'm trying to say. What else did I pick up? Oh, here comes Pastor. Hi, love. And you know, this is another thing too, that even as he was talking about in the end, begging God for what he's already given, or you know, is already his will. There are a couple of songs in our playlist that I always, when I'm singing them, I actually change the words because of that. One of them is the Psalm 23 song, and I love that song, and most of the song is great, but it does at one point in time in the main chorus, it's begging, let revival come, let revival come. And it's like God wants revival to us more than anybody else. It's not that he's holding back revival from us. So I know that's why Pastor is so picky about so many of the songs that we listen to, because he doesn't want us singing these wrong words. And I have left that that song in the playlist. And there's another one too. If I can think of it, I'll remember to tell you what it is. But pay attention to those things as you're listening to them, now that we're having, you know, coming to a greater understanding of this, because it is important. And there may be many songs that you love the songs, but there's just one little blip that's not right. We'll just change the words to make it right. So
isn't revival just a renewing? Revival comes from within us, renewing.
No, it is actually a manifestation of God's presence, a tangible manifestation of God's presence. It comes from with the desire for it, I guess I would say, comes from within us. There needs to be a hunger. There needs to be an open heart to receiving that. But it is an actual tangible manifestation of God's presence.
And I think what Mary's saying is that it begins to build on the inside of each of us personally. And, you know, one of the things that Andrew was just saying about the people going all over the world spending millions of dollars to pray for revival.
Yeah.
the number one thing you have to say about that is, did God give somebody an assignment to go do that? If God gave somebody an assignment to go stand somewhere and pray, you got to go do that, because when you obey that assignment in the realm of the spirit, you're getting something accomplished. Mm-hmm. And I think what Andrew is trying to help us see is, when it comes to spiritual authority, you're not going to be functioning in effective spiritual authority if you just, that guy's doing that over there, so I spend $1,000 and go do that with him, and that guy does that over there, and I go with him, and that guy does that over there, and I run all over the world trying to do something, when if you just get in your prayer closet and say, I want you in my life, that's the first place revival strikes, is in us. Well, then, as you gather these people together who all want God to move, then what you just said, Leanne, that builds that drawing on God, because God always comes where people want him to be. God will not come where people don't want him.
Right, right.
He just that's just not going to happen. So, so if 1,000 of us gather in a room and say, I got personal revival going on in my life, but Jesus, come here, well, then that's where the manifest presence comes. And then you have these wells of revival, just like we just saw at Asbury, and then down through all the history of the United States of America, the different places where revival happened. It was because people came together and said, God, we need you, we want you, and we need you and want you right here, right now. And then he's going to show up, because he's the rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Mm-hmm. He is the rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Yes, Mary, you're right. Yes, Lanny, you're right. Yes, Andrew, you're right. And thank God. Thank God that we get to hear his voice, walk with him, and then move. I think the greatest thing I'm hearing Andrew say is, you and I have got to take personal responsibility for our own relationship with God, pray for our people that's in our lives. You got to do the praying, because nothing happens without prayer. But when you get done with the praying, you got to go do something. You have to go lay hands on the person he tells you to go lay hands on. He said that about prosperity. The Lord, he it is who gives you power to create wealth. That means you're going to have to get up and go do something to create the wealth. And then he'll bless the work of your hand. And so if you want to see healing in your body, speak to your body, just like he was saying out in that one video. Speak life to everything. Speak life to your cat, your dog. Speak life to your wallet. Speak life to your bills. Speak life to your car, your tires on your car. Well, Pastor, you can't do that. Hey, the children of Israel's shoes didn't wear out for 40 years. Wouldn't that be cool to have a set of tires on your car that didn't wear out for 40 years?
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Now, I know you ladies, you got to have newer shoes than 40-year-old shoes. But,
say,
hey, if you kept them for 40 years, at least they came and went from style about 3 times.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, us men, we just got the same old pair of boots. So, yeah, look at them babies. Them babies are 40 years old right there. Look at them. They're just as new today as they ever was. Anyways, this is a good word. Now, I am expecting every one of you to turn your notes in you've been taking with proper scriptural references. We'll have to have them turned in by Friday at midnight. So make sure you are diligent in your study. And then we'll have a test on Saturday.
Well, all righty then.
You are so wonderful, Pastor Sam. You were just so wonderful. I am so glad that you have that much confidence in us to actually believe that we have such wonderful notes that we're going to turn them in. That's wonderful. You just keep on believing in us, honey.
There's more than one way to get all the notes I need to write a book.
There you go. Oh, my.
It's a good effort, though.
It's called collective research.
Okay, this is scary because Sunday is saying okay on YouTube like she actually has. I'm feeling like the slopper here. She must actually have notes in order.
Somebody's already sent me 13 pages of notes. I don't know where the rest of you guys are.
God bless you, Sunday. Thank you, Sunday.
And John Wainer's written a whole volume of notes. Yes, he is. It's awesome.
I'd love to see his notes.
Most of
all right, we got
right
time for one more, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep, we got one more.
Good.
Make sure you take good notes.
Here we go. And there we go. Another amazing word. Do we have time for another one? It's like you don't want to quit once they're rolling. I want to hear more and more all the time.
It's up to you if you want to, but if you're going to, you probably should start right away.
I was going to say, probably not. Because that would put us after 11 again. We keep doing that, so.
Yeah.
But wow, what great teaching. Whoops. Okay, does anybody have anything they want to share? Any new revelation? Any thoughts? Any words that you'd like to share on this? And if
that's the first time I've ever heard that somebody talked back to God, that kind of surprised me. I was all ears when that came on.
Yeah, isn't that something? There was something else. What did he say that I was thinking, wow, I had never picked that up before?
I love the way he tells you.
Too often care about his enemy.
and what they have to say. He doesn't really care too much about it, but thank God Moses stood in the gap.
Yeah.
Moses was looking and saying, how am I going to give birth to 3 million people? This is going to take a long time.
Well, you know, and to me, that also proves to God Moses' heart, because he was more concerned about, I love you, God. This is not going to look good for you. I don't want people to think badly of you. That's how I take it when you're trying to stop somebody from doing something that would make them look bad. I mean, that's a show of love, of true dedication, you know, on some level to.
That every wife, as we would say it, to destroy the children of Israel because they rebelled against him 10 times in a row.
Oh, yeah, they were terrible.
In the middle of providing great
provision. Yeah.
He truly would have been just. He would have let something of his word. But.
And the thing is, God is holy. God is holy.
Have your communion elements ready. Anyone new with us? It's preferred to use grape juice and cracker or bread because that's closest to what we have to represent what Jesus used. However, you can use just about any form of liquid. You can use water. Sometimes you have to use pop. I know pastors use some really odd things in some of the positions he's been in because that's all that was available. We do bless and sanctify our communion elements. So whatever you choose to use. I know Sister Rebecca used to use an M&M and a peanut M&M, and I don't remember what her drink was at times. You can use a different thing in a pinch, but just on a regular basis. And we recommend doing communion every single day. There is so much good in bringing in the body and blood of Jesus into your life every day. And many people, if you're taking medications, it's recommended that you do communion just like you would take a medication, and every time that you do, you cannot do communion too much, is what I'm trying to say. And the more often you do it, and it says in the Bible, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. So that's the thing, is acknowledging that you're doing this to remember what Jesus has done for us. I hope that made sense. So everybody has your communion elements together. If there's anybody with us that has not ever received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that is the thing you need to do before you receive communion. You want to make sure you're right with God and that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. So we'll say that prayer together before we do communion. In fact, we'll do it right now if everybody is ready. And as soon as I find the screen I'm supposed to be on. And there we are. I have like, you know, 5 pages. Anyways, doesn't matter. I was going to say 5 pages folded on top of each other. Sometimes I lose track of where we're at. Okay. So I'd like anyone new that has that will see this program now or later or anytime. This is what we call the prayer of salvation. This is when you make Jesus the Lord of your life and you become saved and born again. So pray this prayer with me from the depths of your heart. I will say it. You can repeat after me. If the people on Zoom would like to repeat after, that would be great because then that helps new people to know how to echo this. So here we go. Father God, I know I need you in my life every day. I believe Jesus is the Son of God.
I believe Jesus is the Son of God.
And came into this world and sacrificed himself. So that I might be saved. Jesus, I receive you now as my Lord and Savior.
I repent of my sins
and ask you to come into my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Live in me and through me. Now I believe I am saved.
I am born again.
And a child of God.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the kingdom of God for anybody that prayed this prayer. If you find it, please find our website, which is Samuel J. Cottle. .com, and we'll give you our information on how to contact us, pastor's email address. Please email us. We will help you know how to live this new life as a believer. We can answer any questions you may have and help you to know how to live this new life. It's a wonderful, wonderful life transforming decision that you just made, and you may have so many questions, and we'd love to help you know how to walk with God every day. So please feel free to contact us, and we're on the program every day. Our contact information is on the ends of all of the programs and the notes, so please get a hold of us. Let us know how you came to this decision, anything that led up to us, tell us your testimony. We'd love to hear it. And we will not share anything that you don't want us to share. There's no problem with that, okay? So thank you for saying this prayer with us. And now you are ready to receive communion with us. And our communion prayer is actually on our website too, for anyone that wants to do this at home. every day, either by yourself, lead your family, friends, whoever. The communion prayer is on our website. So please feel free to take advantage of that. So what we're going to do now is we will bless our elements, and then we'll say a prayer that is made up of scripture. And then we'll receive the bread together, and then we'll say more scripture, and then we'll receive the juice together. So here we go. Everyone lift your elements and repeat this after me. God, we thank you for these elements.
Father God, we thank you for these elements.
And we bless them and sanctify them. For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
And hold up your bread and let's pray these scriptures. Jesus, you were wounded. For my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, my will, and my emotions. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Every joint is supplying in my body. From your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ in my community. And in this community of faith. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. We lift up the juice and repeat after me. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things are made new.
And all things are made new.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By the blood of Jesus, I have bold access to the throne room of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
By the blood of
Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down. And there is no condemnation in my life. By the blood of Jesus, my conscience is purged.
By the blood of Jesus,
my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me, Lord. Let's receive the juice together. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Okay, Phyllis, are you going to sing to us? or Pastor McGill?
Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. You brought me from the darkness into glorious light.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Phyllis. Thank you, Phyllis. And you may read our benediction now, if you'd like.
Okay, now, did you want me to continue with Ephesians?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that would be great. That would be Ephesians 1:14-23.
Or is it 19? I usually have to see
now
it.
That's chapter 3. I'd like to do 19 and 20 chapter 3.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, let me get the light on this up real good. Heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the Lord of our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation to the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding, you may know what is the hope of this calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he works in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him his head over all things in the church, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And I really do love these verses in Ephesians 3:19-21. To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, and you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Phyllis.
Oh, and you're welcome. I love reading the Bible.
I love that. Thank you all so much for being here. Hope you got lots of new understanding from from the word we received from Andrew. It's a wonderful teaching, and I know we're thoroughly enjoying it. We'll be back tomorrow morning at, I forget our time difference here, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for our morning prayer and declaration time. We have a great time in the morning, so we'd like to have you join us then. We may do a study. The last 2 days we've done a short message in that time on spiritual authority too. We may do that again tomorrow if I can find the other one, the third part of what we've done the last 2 days. But anyways, please join us. We have a wonderful time. Thank you all for being here tonight. We love you all. God bless you all. And we appreciate you all. And God bless your sleep. Have a great rest of your evening. Bye-bye. There went YouTube. Oh, let me shut off Blog Talk. God bless you. Those who are on Blog Talk still. And we will see you again tomorrow night. Thank you for being with us. There we go.